From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Besieged Syrians receive much-needed aid. An agreement between the Syrian government and opposition forces has allowed dozens of trucks to deliver food, medicine, and blankets to at least three towns besieged, leaving, by some news accounts, dozens to die of starvation. The humanitarian effort, the first supplies some of these towns have had for months, involved Medea, close to the Lebanese border, and Fua and Kafraya in Idlib province near Turkey. Abdelaziz El-Mashi is co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Movement.
The situation in Medea and other besieged areas are absolutely horrific. Like, you see the photos of kids and mothers and adults who are absolutely, like, starving to death. They are, like, on the edge of death because of the lack of food and medications.
Rebels have controlled Medea for months, and pro-government forces have blockaded the town of more than 40,000. Syria's UN ambassador, Bashar al-Jafri, said his government is cooperating with the aid delivery, but denied there's any starvation.
The information concerning the humanitarian situation in Medea is based on false information and totally ignores the deterioration of the humanitarian situation in other areas besieged by armed terrorist groups.
He insists there is no shortage of humanitarian assistance in Medea. In Fua and Kafraya, the rebels have been responsible for sieges that left people there in need of urgent help. Nigeria's central bank, seeking to help its battered currency and conserve dwindling foreign reserves, has halted dollar sales to non-bank foreign exchange operators. The country, which relies on oil revenues for most of its foreign reserves, has been hammered by the sharp decline in the price of crude, now down to a 12-year low of about $32 a barrel. This is VOA News. Iran has reportedly removed the core of its Iraq heavy water nuclear reactor and filled it with cement as part of the international nuclear agreement reached last July. The semi-official Fars news agency, citing an informed Iranian source, said the move, reducing the plant's ability to produce plutonium, might signal imminent implementation of the deal and sanctions relief for Tehran. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, said Monday she expects so-called implementation day to arrive soon.
What I can tell you is that my expectations are that this day could come rather soon, and that the implementation of the agreement is proceeding well.
Under the agreement, Iran agreed that the reactor in Iraq would be reconfigured so it could not yield fissile plutonium to be used in nuclear weapons. A South Korean official says Seoul and the U.S. are discussing other strategic assets that can be deployed by the U.S. on the Korean Peninsula in response to North Korea's latest nuclear weapons test. Sunday, a B-52 bomber flew over South Korean territory in a sign of U.S. resolve to stand by its allies in the wake of the North's fourth nuclear test. U.S. spokesman John Kirby spoke Monday about diplomatic efforts.
From a diplomatic perspective, we've been engaged. I think it's safe to say that we will stay engaged. Do I have any new diplomatic initiatives or actions to announce today? I don't. Nothing's changed about what we said last week. We want to continue to work with the international community through the UN to try to get at a robust set of measures to continue to hold the North accountable for its provocative actions.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has defended last week's test of an alleged hydrogen bomb as, quote, the legitimate right of a sovereign state and a fair action that nobody can criticize. The Cable News Network reports that the North has detained a naturalized U.S. citizen on suspicion of spying. He's identified as Kim Dong-chul. CNN says authorities have accused him of engaging in spying and stealing state secrets. The U.S. government has declined comment. A U.S. magistrate has charged a 31-year-old U.S. citizen with providing material support to the Somali-based terror group Al-Shabaab. The suspect has been identified as Malik Alim Jones of the state of Maryland, who allegedly traveled to Somalia for training before taking up arms, quote, as a terrorist fighter with an organization declared the U.S. as a target. Spain's Princess Cristina, sister of King Philippe, went on trial Monday for alleged tax evasion in a scandal that has shaken and angered the country. Her lawyers immediately called for all charges to be dropped. An anti-corruption group called Clean Hands is pushing the case against the princess. Her husband, a former Olympic handball medalist, faces charges of embezzlement, money laundering, and forgery. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.